Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, bless his righteous name, bless his magnificent name. Father God, we come on this morning to say thank you for another day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come on this morning, Father, to confess all of our sins before you. Father, in the name of Jesus, every sin of omission, every sin of commission, thanking you, Father God, for your grace and your mercies. Thanking you, Father, for looking beyond our faults and supplying all of our needs according to your riches and according to your glory, Father. We honor you on today. Father God, this is a day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father God, thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered during the midnight hours. Father God, thank you for ushering us into a brand new day that we have not known, Father God, and will never know again. Father, we want to say thank you for everything. You're just so kind, so gracious, so loving, so magnificent, so merciful. Father, all just everything good wrapped up in one, and then you exceed that. Father, we have no words to communicate our expressions of your goodness. Your goodness cannot be expressed with mere human words. It's beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. But that which we do know, that which we do understand, we adopt and we embrace, and we say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over, and over again. Thank you. Father, we want to say thank you for this holiday today as we commemorate the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you, Father, for this man of God and his contribution, Father, and for all those who have gone before us, Father, even those now that we get the opportunity to work alongside, and the future leaders, Father, that you're raising up in these last days and times. We say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for our brothers and sisters in faith. Thank you for human mankind. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the good, bad, and the ugly. We pray for everybody in every category because we all stand in need of your prayers. Thank you, God, for you are a prayer-answering God. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for our tenacity, endurance, the fight, everything, God, everything that you have equipped us with to still remain standing, Father, for giving us the faith to stand, the will to stand, the faith to fight, the will to fight. And we say thank you, God. We say thank you. So, Father God, we place this service in your hands. We ask that you would bless, Father God, our presenter today as he comes to share with us, Father God, a glimpse of heaven, a glimpse of heaven on earth. We say thank you, God. We can't thank you enough. We thank you for reading our hearts, because our mouth cannot contain the gratitude in our hearts. We thank you that you can interpret them, Father, because we need help to express it, that we love you and we're falling in love with you day by day. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen again. Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you and you and you and you. Lottie Dottie, everybody, welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry on this beautiful, beautiful morning. another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 and so greatly to be praised. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with us. Amen. We appreciate you. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week. Amen. And we continue to go strong. Amen. We refuse to give up. Amen. Hallelujah. And just rejoicing in the goodness of the day. Amen. And the creator of the day. And his name is Jesus. Amen and amen. Today is also a legal holiday at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Amen. And we want to truly thank God. Amen. For the life of our brother and this man of God who have paved the way for us in so many different ways. And we want to celebrate his the commemoration of his life today. And I want to thank God for your life as well. Because if you're listening to us today, that means you still got a heartbeat. Come on, that means you're still taking a breath. And the Lord says, let everybody, let everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen and amen. All right, glory be to God. Our deacon-elect, Tyrone Reed, is going to come and share with us on this morning. Amen. We want to thank God for this man of God, how he is a God chaser, a God lover. Amen. Pursuing the will of the Lord. Amen. He's a husband. He's a father, grandfather, great grandfather, great great grandfather. Amen. He's definitely a family man. Amen. He's a community man, involved in the community, and just so many good things that we can say about him. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. That he is one of our faithful ministry partners here at the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. But he commits to everything that he does. If he can't commit to it, he's not going to do it. Amen. So that's a real man. Amen. And with a real commitment. And so we bless the Lord. So at this time, without any further ado, we want to present to some and introduce to others our deacon-elect Tyrone Reed out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen, that we might receive him today for his grace and for his abilities. Good morning, praise Brother Reed. Are you there?
Praise God, Pastor. Praise God. Pastor, before I begin, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. I'm turning up my volume now because you sound a little low. I want to make sure it's not on my side. Okay. Yes, try it again.
So, Pastor, before I begin, I would love for us to just have a few exchanges, if that's possible.
What do you mean, brother?
I would like to just share a moment with you. And just that you can respond to my sharing this moment with you.
Okay, move forward. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Well, first, Pastor, I just praise God. I just thank him for whatever reason. He has been showing me such great favors. I been going through some physical situation and I have been in pain, but I've been pushing and moving through it. And Pastor, I asked, would you just share with me for a moment before we deal with the topic today? When I told you I wanted to do the premiere for The Color Purple, you had asked me, you know, how did I come up with it? You know, I'm not quite sure the original question, but it was something to the effect, you know, how did I come up with doing it? And I had told you that the Holy Spirit had put it in me to do it, and it showed me that day. Do you recall that, Pastor?
I'm thinking hard as you're speaking, brother.
Okay. Anyway, after Christmas Eve, I got real ill, because I really wanted to do a celebration of our seniors, our elders, who participate in our movie day, because for 8 years we have had our movie days, and praise God and thank you, Pastor, because you've been pretty much a part of the movie day situation. You have presented many times, and you have brought other folks in to present. So I wanted to thank you for that. But when I had mentioned or said to you that the Holy Spirit had put it in me to do it, and Christmas is the 25th, the premiere was the 29th, and I got ill. I mean, I was bedridden from the 25th all the way to the Thursday, which is the 28th, before the premiere. So I really didn't get an opportunity to get out to try to raise the money to have the event. And lo and behold, when I shared with many of the folks, I had told them initially that I was going to try to raise the money and it wasn't going to cost anything. But because I was bedridden, and the point being, everyone donated, well, most of the folks donated for us to have the premiere. The cost was, for the movie and everything, was about $15. And I asked folks if it was possible if they could add another $5 for the hors d'oeuvres, you know, just to have the premiere. And I just want to thank God that we were able to do the premiere. Folks came. There was no issue about people. Well, just a few folks had complained that they didn't get anything to eat. But other than those few complaints, folks contribute, and folks made that premiere happen. And it's just an indication of how great God is, because the whole 3 days while I was in bed, I had no idea who was coming, whether folks wanted to pay. And then again, when folks thought they didn't have to pay, and I wind up telling them that we need them to pay, and I said I didn't even want to use the word pay. I used the word donate. I wanted folks to make a donation so the premiere can happen. And praise God, it just turned out so wonderful with folks donating to make it happen. And Pastor, we had, and you was there because we filled up the two movies, we had to have at least 140, 50, 160 people who came to the event. And I would say about 110 of them were new people. So I just wanted to share that, Pastor, because when you and I talked and you had asked me that question, it just kind of stayed in me. And again, I haven't had an opportunity to speak with you about it. And I'm just thanking God for this moment to allow me to share. And I'm just thanking God for you, Pastor. You have been such an anchor. You have been such an anchor in my life and for my family. I don't know where we would be this day if it wasn't for you, Pastor, and our church family, Pastor, being a part of lifting me up. And my sister who brought me to you, Sister Joanne Thurman, I don't know where I do know this. I wouldn't be able to do the food deliveries and, you know, giving out the senior packages if it wasn't for Sister Joanne being a part of making that mission of me doing that possible. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for allowing me to share. Pastor, thank you for just giving me the opportunity to have this discussion with you, because it's just been such an emotional lift for me that I just wanted to take a moment and exchange and talk with you about that.
Amen.
But let's get back to the what is set for today. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I said earlier that God is just so wonderful. When Pastor asked me to share today, I had one thing in mind, and I really thought that what I had in mind was very, very significant in terms of not only the life of Dr. Martin Luther King, but also in terms of a great part of history of this country. And I want to thank my granddaughter, Jera. Jera is not only been my caretaker. I do share on with my church family, Reverend Joe Williams, Mount Airy United Fellowship. And Jera has really been my researcher and my computer expert in terms of helping me to share this information. So let's move on to the topic of today. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were with us last year when Pastor asked me to share around Dr. Martin Luther King's holiday, I talked about how we always give credence to those in leadership. We always give credence to those who are the leaders of the crowd. And very seldom do we ever recognize the followers, the crowd. And I am so glad God has put in me that, yes, it is good to lift up the top and to give credence to the time. But we cannot forget those who make a way, who is the anchor, who is the pillars, who is the cornerstone those on top use to get there. So when we talk about Dr. Martin Luther King, one of the things that most of you know, that much of my readings and sharings, I use Our Daily Bread. And Our Daily Bread is such an important tool at, again, my church, Mount Airy United Fellowship. I call Our Daily Bread my walkie-talkie. And the reason I call it my walkie-talkie, because the daily bread does such a wonderful job of enlightening you about historical events, enlightening you about social everyday occurrence with scripture. And it kind of makes the Bible such an everyday tool when you see how scriptures fit in everything that happens in your life, around your life, about your life. So I'm going to just read Our Daily Bread, and I'm going to step back. I'm going to step back to Saturday, December the 30th, and it reads, Troubled Souls, Honest Prayers. Once again, Troubled Souls, Honest Prayers. And it reads, Father, glorify your name. I'm going to read that again. Father, glorify your name. One more time for those who may have been thinking about something else. Father, glorify your name. And that's John 12:28. And it reads, 3 days before a bomb blast rocked his home in January of 1957, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had an encounter that marked him for the rest of his life. After receiving a threatening phone call, King found himself pondering an exit strategy from the civil rights movement, a phone call that was so intense that he said, oh, I got to leave this alone. I got to walk away from this. Then prayers emerged from his soul. My God, let me go right back and go read that again. After receiving a threatening phone call, King found himself pondering an exit strategy from the civil rights movement. Then prayers emerged from his soul. I am here taking a stand for what I believe is right. But now I'm afraid. I have nothing left. I come to the point where I can't face it alone. I've come to the point where I can't face it alone. After his prayer, there came a quiet assurance. My God, Father, thank you for the words that we are sharing today. Father, let it touch the souls. Let it just reach the essence of one to understand how important prayer is. After his prayer, there came quiet assurance. King noted, almost at once, my fears began to go. My uncertainty disappeared. I was ready to face anything. Oh, Lord, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Father, the Son. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for helping us, assuring us that what we do, it's going to be all right. Because what we do, he is going to be right there. What we're going through, he is going to be right there. In John 12, Jesus acknowledged, my soul is troubled. Transparently honest about his internal disposition. Still, he was God-centered in his prayer. Father, glorify your name. Jesus' prayer was one of surrender to God's will. So, ladies and gentlemen, there come a point where we got to just lift our hands up, open our hearts and minds, and just let it go. Let it go. Give it to him. Say, God, I can't handle this. Please take these thorns away. Give it to him. It's going to be okay. Give it to him. How human to feel the pangs of fear and discomfort when we find ourselves with the option of honoring God or not. When wisdom requires making hard decisions about relationships, habits, or other patterns, good or bad, no matter what we face with, I'm going to say it again. I say it all the time. No matter what we're faced with, as we pray boldly to God, He'll give us the strength to overcome our fear and discomfort and do what brings glory. Bring glory to him for our good, and the good of others. Whew. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Can you feel what I just read? When you give it to him, it's going to be okay. No matter what we're faced with, as we pray boldly to God, he'll give us the strength to overcome our fears and discomfort and do what brings glory to him for our good and the good of others. And again, one of the things I always say, when we are faced we must feed others. When we are fed, we must feed others. And troubled souls, honor prayers ends with this. Father, help me to face challenging things honestly and prayerfully that are for my good and will bring you glory. Ooh, let me stand up on that. Let me walk on that. Let me just say to you, when you say, Father, please, in prayer, ooh, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to bring whatever challenging situation and bring it to you in honest prayer that it's going to be okay. He's going to carry it for you. So our good brother, Dr. Martin Luther King, had many walks of injustice. He has many times walked through injustice. As you know, his life was taken away because of our brother speaking righteousness. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to end my sharing by, again, reading another day in our daily bread. I'd like to go to Wednesday, January the 10th, and it says, a call to prayer. And the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, I like to end with a call to prayer, because when I share this with you, I don't know if many of you know what I'm about to share. But it is important to know what I'm about to share, because it is written in the Bill of Rights. It's a part of our amendment that there is a separation of church and state. Once again, it is part of our Constitution. It is a part of our Bill of Rights that there is a separation of church and state. And for those of you who don't know that a woman used this separation of church and state to take Bible reading out of the school system. My God, what a devilish move. So to close and to end, a call to prayer. A call to prayer, Wednesday, January the 10th. I sat down and wept. I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Whew. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for allowing me to sit down. Thank you for allowing me to be quiet by the still waters. Thank you, Father, just for allowing me to just be quiet and just try to hear you, fear you. I love you always. I sat down and wept. I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. That's Nehemiah 1, verse 4. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Abraham Lincoln, that is President Abraham Lincoln. Again, President Abraham Lincoln confided to a friend, I have been driven many times upon my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. Whew, my God, hallelujah. President Abraham Lincoln confided in a friend, I have been driven many times upon my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I have nowhere else to go. In the horrific years of the American Civil War, President Lincoln not only spent time in fervent prayer, but also called the country to join him. Not only did he feel it within himself, he called the country. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Please listen to me. He called the country to join him. In 1861, he proclaimed a day of humiliation, prayer, and fasting. And he did so again in 1863, stating, it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the ruling, the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions and humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon. Wow. Once more, I'm ending with this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm ending with this. In 1861, he, that is President, Father, President Lincoln, proclaimed a day of humiliation, prayer, and fasting. And he did so again in 1863, stating, it is the duty of nations as well as men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon. My God, dear Father, dear God, our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, we are in trouble please help and heal us. Father, we are in trouble. Please help and heal us. Yes, someone took something out of the Constitution, out of the Bill of Rights, to say we got to take the Bible out of schools. And look where we are. Our children are not even safe to go to school. You never know when someone's going to come shoot up the school. And they never go back to that point. It's in the schedule. With the court. And the court agreed. And they took the Bible out of education, out of schools. Dear Father, we are in trouble. Please help. Please heal us. So to God be the glory, everyone. I trust all is well with you. Once again, I said before I even started that God got me in such a good place. He's been showing me great favor, even though I am going through some physical ailments, some physical pain, but it isn't stopping me from doing what I believe he wants me to do. So, Pastor, once again, thank you for allowing me to share. And back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Brother Reed, amen. We want to thank God for you sharing out of your heart. Amen, as usual. Amen. Your only form of communication, genuine, very authentic, spiritual. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For you sharing. Amen. On troubled soul, honest prayer. Amen. Amen. And also a call to prayer. Amen. Amen. It's going to be okay. Amen. God is going to give us the strength. Come. Amen. I'm reminded. As you were sharing the scripture coming out of 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, amen, then God promises to hear, to heal, amen, to hear, to answer, and to heal the land, amen. So again, amen, thank you so much, amen, and we will just thanking God for you and all that you do and continuing to keep your health and your wealth, your family, everybody covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You're very welcome. Amen. Thank you for starting our week off, amen, with those words of encouragement. Amen. God bless you. Amen and amen. Amen. You've been listening to our deacon-elect, amen, Brother Tyrone Reed out of Philadelphia, and we just want to thank God, amen, for this man of God who is not ashamed. He's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. He's not ashamed to stand up and boldly decree and declare, amen, whatever the Lord says and whatever is right. Whatever is right, as we have heard his presentation on today. And so please, that's one worth listening to again, again, and again. Amen. And again, share it. Amen. Share the message. Amen. With others. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. Beloved, amen. As we wind down our call on today, I just want to, as our brother Reed said so much and a little bit of time that he shared today, but he shared so much, amen. Those spider webs went in so many different directions. I just want to repeat the words of our Dr. Martin Luther King. Amen. Glory be to God. He delivered his 17-minute speech. As we all know, and those of us who know our history, glory be to God, back in the March on Washington back in 1963. And it was entitled, this excerpt, I want to just share, amen, about the dream. Amen. I have a dream. I have a dream. Amen. And it goes like this. It says, I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, with its racism, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right here in Alabama, black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream. And so we want to thank God for the dream, beloved. We want to thank God for the dream. Psalms 126:1 says this, glory be to God. It says, hallelujah, when the Lord brought back his exiles from Jerusalem, we were like them that dream. We were like them that dream. Amen. God, amen, beloved, amen, makes dreams, amen, hallelujah, into realities. Let us continue to dream. Let us continue to pray. A call to prayer, amen. A troubled soul, an honest prayer, amen. And God is the one, amen, to bring about the manifestations. Let us hold on. Let us hold on. Let us hold on. Amen and amen. We want to thank each and every one of you. Amen. Glory be to God for sharing with us today. Amen. Glory be to God. The greatest dream of all. Amen. The Lord has a dream. The Lord is a dreamer. I preached that a couple weeks ago. And it is his dream, amen, for you to spend eternity with him. Amen. And that's by faith, amen, through his grace and through his mercies. If you would just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Glory be to God. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Amen. Make the Lord's dream come true. Amen. Glory be to God. And we bless the Lord. Today being a legal holiday, glory be to God, we are not going to slight, amen, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This ministry we close down on every legal holiday, our altar of prayer. Every legal holiday, we spend time with family and other things that we do, and we're not going to slight it this year. Amen. So we will not. We will resume our altar of prayer on tomorrow. Amen. There's no altar of prayer services today in commemoration of the legal holiday, the same way we do for Christmas and Thanksgiving and all the other legal holidays that we shut down. Well, today is that day too. Amen. And God is well pleased, amen, with our decision, amen, to honor our brother, amen, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., amen. So pray in your private time, amen, and let us pray that the dream will continue, amen, and God will answer an honest call to prayer, amen, as we seek his face with our whole hearts. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, we want to thank you for our brother Reed on today. We want to thank you for him pouring out his heart. Father God, we ask that you would strengthen this man of God. Strengthen him in his body, his mind, his soul, his finances. Father, you see that all that he's doing, all, Father God, he's just pushing himself to the brim, pushing himself to the brim, Father. Father, when he should be in bed, he's out pushing himself to make sure that other people are accommodated. He's moving in faith, Father. You see, sometimes he's moving in air, Father. The finances, Father God, that are not there, Father God, the cooperation, the resources, so many things need to come together. And so, Father God, we're asking you to do it. Make his heart glad, Father. We ask that you would not only heal him, but bless him with an overflow and an overabundance, more than enough, Father. Father, we realize that he's probably giving out of his personal money. I know what leaders do. I know what leaders do, Father, and they never talk about it. They never let the Father, the people know how much of their personal money and resources they have spent to fulfill the dream. Father, restore it back to him. Help him to know where to draw the line. Help him not to go too far, Father God, but whatever he has already done, restore it back to him, Father, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Thank you for the senior citizens. Thank you for his events. Father God, he has an event scheduled for tomorrow. Father God, and all this year, we put every event on the altar, Father, for your blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this man of God. Father, we just want to thank you for the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Father, we want to thank you for this icon. We want to thank you for his contribution. We want to thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the love in his heart, the boldness in his heart to go as far as he could go. And Father God, the dream still lives. And we want to say thank you for him. And we say, Father God, thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for those who have given their life to you. Thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a call to prayer. Thank you, God. An honest prayer is what you want to hear, because an honest prayer is what you will answer, because you are a spirit and we must worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, Father God, as we move forward this day, whatever we're going to do today, Father God, help us to be mindful. Help us to be reflective. Help us, Father God, help us to remember where we came from so that we don't have to keep repeating the past, Father, and embrace an open future. Thank you, Father, because we realize that you have a plan to bring us to an expected end, and we want to walk in your plan. Because you're the planner, you're the potter, we're the clay. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer now by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree, Father, that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a beautiful day. Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, same station. Give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Love you. Thank you again, Brother Reed.
5 score years ago,
a great American
signed and proclaimed. Emancipation that brought a beacon light of hope. And
me a slave to expensive called Negro. The flame of injustice and now 100 years have passed. And now today we must face the true tragic fact. The Negro is still not free, and though impossible it seems, I have. Constitution reads and gives the promise that all men be guaranteed pursuit of happiness, right of life and liberty. The check of independence, cash and decree. But it is obvious America's the fault. For on its promises gave citizens of all. And now we must demand our right to be free. Cause I have a dream. I have a dream. A dream that one day black boys and black girls will join hands. White boys and girls and will stand. Deny equality. The autumn of freedom, the year of 1963. But I begin at the end of what will be. But there is something I must say to my people who stand on the threshold into the palace where we go. Must not be guilty of violence and wrong deeds. Cause I have a dream.
I have a dream.
Hey, I have a dream. A dream that one day
this nation will rise up.
This nation will rise.
Live out the true meaning of its creed.
Yes, I have a dream.
sons of former slaves and the sons of former slavers, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream. Catholics will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro.